Yeah, good luck to her. Hey, let's move on. Hey, like that. Jenna Ohay is the captain of the Australian Opals, and they've had basketball has had a big weekend. We know that the Olympics has been pushed back, so the Opals don't get a chance to go out there and dominate proceedings in Tokyo and take home gold for another year. But the 2022 FIBA Basketball World Cup is due to be held across September and October in Sydney next year. Sorry, 2022, obviously. So it's going to be a big 12 to 18 months for basketball in Australia. I want to find out what the skipper of the Opals thinks about that. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
We are very well, thank you. Appreciate your time. Gee, there's been a bit happening in basketball of recent weeks.
There has indeed. But, yeah, with not a lot of good news stories going around at the moment, it was exciting to get the news on Friday that the World Cup will be held on Australian shores in 2022.
So I'm not sure how much time you've had to get the programming and planning and your head around all this, but how does it change the calendar for the next couple of years, considering the Olympics has now been pushed back pretty much effectively into a World Cup?
Well, I think it kind of works out better. You know, with the Olympics being pushed back, we'll have a good lead into the Olympics next year, play the Olympic Games, and we'll have played lots of games together. And then the World Cup is the next year. So I think with the timing of it, it works pretty well. We'll all be playing together and have good chemistry and have plenty of time together. So I think it's really good for us.
How different are World Cup tournaments as opposed to Olympic tournaments? So I imagine they're different to play and from a, I don't know, the way you have to attack them and approach them. Is it different or is it the same?
Oh, good question. It's been a while since I've been to Olympics. The last one was in 2012. I think the scheduling of the Olympics and the World Champs is different. As the World Champs, you generally play two or three games consecutively, whereas in the Olympics, it's game, day off, game, day off. So, scheduling is the main difference, but they're major world tournaments, and they're the two pinnacles for basketball.
Now, Jenna, you've obviously just finished your domestic season, so you kind of got it finished just at the right time. What are you doing now, like everyone else in this country at the moment?
Oh, well, that's still a work in progress. I still haven't figured it out entirely. I don't live in the biggest of houses. I just have an apartment, so indoor workouts aren't the easiest to do. But I do have a dog, so I have been getting down to the park and doing some running sessions. I'm still getting my head around everything. It's not easy. But also with WNBL season at the moment should be in October, I do have a little bit of downtime to get some injuries right. I hurt my wrist towards the later part of the domestic season. So want to get that 100% and just rehab sort of other bits of my body so that for the next 2 years I'm ready and raring to go.
So what happens in that situation that, as I said, we're all in it? Do you talk to your teammates about what they're doing? Have you sort of just got your own thing that you're doing? Have you been surprised with what some of the guys out there are doing? How are you sort of helping? Who is helping you get through this time?
So with the Opals, we have a strength conditioning, Jan, who has sent us, she sent us outdoor running sessions. She sent us in-home workouts, sort of body weight and with bands. So she sends those through weekly. Everyone sort of does their own thing, though. We're all, you know, at our own houses, in our own states. We're not together. So everyone's just figuring it out on their own. But we're all still really close. We all chat and, yeah, everyone's doing their own thing.
And what about your take on all of this? How you see looking for basketball, looking forward? We've spoken to a lot of sports in the last couple of weeks, Jenna, about how things might be different. Or is there a different look that basketball can give us going forward to make it more attractive, make it more efficient? Have you got your head around what the changes might be to basketball, if any?
Oh, I hope there's no changes. I like the 4 10-minute quarters. I wouldn't want to go any shorter. It's not the longest of games, I don't think, compared to some other sports. So I hope it stays the same. I don't know if that's the answer you're looking for.
No, that's we're just throwing that question out randomly to sports people and to organisers at the moment because we just don't know how things might change on the back of what's happened. So we're just throwing things out there. Don't feel under any pressure on that one.
The only thing that might happen is the WNBL and NBL seasons might get pushed back depending on how long this goes for.
Yes. Well, one of the things that happened last week, which caught my attention, was that the Sydney Uni Flames and the Sydney Kings got back together, so to speak, from a club perspective. Do you think there's an opportunity for the WNBL clubs to align with the NBL clubs, or the NBL clubs to align with the WNBL clubs?
In some circumstances, I think it can work, but obviously we have Townsville and Bendigo, and there's no NBL team with those two cities. But I think there are possibilities in other states that it could happen. But yeah, I don't know. That's not for me to decide. But I think it's great that Sydney and the Sydney Kings and Flames are aligning. Maybe get some double headers and really boost attendance and things in Sydney.
Yeah, well, I reckon it'd be good for the game, absolutely. But we'll see what it looks like going forward. But what we do know is that not only is there a 2021 Olympic campaign coming up for the Opals, but also a 2022...
Hang on, it is 2021.
What's that?
No 2020 campaign, 2021 campaign.
Yes, 2021 campaign. Yep. Yes, for the... Did I say 2020? It can happen.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not sure. We've also got the 2022 FIBA Basketball World Cup to look forward to as well in Sydney, which we're very much excited about, Jenna. I'm sure you are as well. Look forward to seeing how you go in your little apartment, shooting some hoops. Good luck, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks for that. Bye.
Good stuff, Jenna. Oh, hey.